Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they're trying to claim the president doesn't have the power to pardon Roger Stone. He doesn't have the power to say that 9 years in prison is absolutely out of control. But, of course, he does. They said he doesn't have the power to block people from 7 Islamic countries that don't have proper passport systems. Of course, he does. So that's all coming up with Norm Pattiz. We're taking your phone calls right through the entire broadcast today. Let's go to Leo in Minnesota. The lie of systemic racism not found even in the ghetto. Yeah, that's not really whatever I've always seen is groups try to use racism to control people, but at the grassroots, you really just don't see a lot of it. What do you make of that video, the University of Virginia, telling whites they're not welcome?
I think it's ridiculous, Alex. I mean, that's only things you find in these liberal institutions, in these colleges. Out here in the streets, you just don't see it. I mean, I've lived in the ghetto in Nevada, Florida, Mississippi, Boston, and I tell you what, it's just not there. Black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, if you struggle in the ghetto, everybody sees through it. It's more of a class thing than it is a race thing.
Exactly, and the globalists are using class warfare in the name of racism to divide the working class so they don't unify to broker a better deal and a more successful system.
But you see, we're going to break through this. I believe the streets, they are conservative, Alex. See, the streets and your average thug is not for gay marriage. They're not for transgenderism. They're not for drag queen story hour. We just need to crack these streets and get to the people that are in these streets. And I truly believe that they will get behind Trump 100%.
Well, I think it's already happened. That's why the left's trying to re-energize racism is Trump has record Hispanic and black support. And that's why they're freaking out. Because they're losing control of the plantations.
Yes, sir. And as far as my case, I just want to thank you, Donald Trump, because without the Survival Shield X2 and without Donald Trump, I'd still be a liberal left-wing crazy believing the mainstream media, pop culture, and Hollywood. You guys helped me. The X2 gave me the clarity and the focus to read between the lines and understand what's really going on out here. So,
by the way, that's not just hype. My IQ... That's what the studies show, went way up when I finally got on clean iodine 8 years ago. And I'm not going to get graphic, but let's just say, you know, my wife certainly, but let's just say this. It's good to be 16 again. It's just amazing how they hit us with the bad halogen fluoride and take away the good one.
Yes, sir. And I've even put my 2.5-year-old twins and I've supplemented them with the iodine and their motor skills and it's tremendous compared to the other kids they're around.
Oh, you've got to have it. If you don't have iodine, you die. And then they're taking it out of everything, so we don't have it. We're falling apart. It's amazing. So what happened when you started taking X2?
Well, at first I felt a little drowsy and a little down.
Exactly.
But after a few weeks, I got a lot of energy. You know, I take it in the morning before work, and I'd have this burst of energy, clarity and focus that I've never had before, Alex.
Well, you've got to have it for electrochemical activity in the brain. But exactly. At first, though, it's going to push out of your cells the bad halogens, bromine, chloride, fluoride, and that's why you're going to be depressed and feel like crap for about 3 weeks. That's what most people have. I'll just be honest with people. But 3 weeks later, I liken it to, you ever like carried your kid on your shoulders upstairs, and as soon as you take them off your shoulders, you feel like you're flying? After 3 weeks of that, it was like all of a sudden I woke up one day, I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Exactly. And you see, I got my kids on it before they can get all of the poisonous toxins in their body. I wanted to get them with the iodine and, you know, get them as clear as I can get them.
It's amazing. Dr. Group warned me. He said, look, he tried for like a year to get me taken. I'm like, yeah, right, iodine, you're a hippie. And his hippies were always saying take iodine. And then, man, like, I felt like crap about a week or two into it, about a week. I was like, man, this sucks. He goes, hey, just keep taking it, watch what happens. And I woke up one day and I was like, Whoa, this is crazy. Thank you so much, Leo. God bless you. More calls in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up.
All right, let's run through a bunch of your phone calls here. Let me make this statement. And again, a lot of things I say are super obvious, so I'm not insulting your intelligence, but it's celebrating those big obvious things that I found leads to victory, the basics. The Jeffrey Epstein case and the fact that they covered it up and the child kidnapping blackmail rings really was a sea change for people. Because they'd all heard that for decades that was going on, and they knew that we'd been harping on it. And when that all turned out to be true, and when they killed him to try to cover it up, it was a sea change. And there have been other events that have happened as well that have just really marked the signpost of the big awakening. But let me tell you something. When Roger Stone worked here, for a couple years, I'd bitch at him. I'd say, man, you tell the best Nixon stories. You have the best political commentary. I said, I hired you to cover the news and talk about what's going on. You're really interesting. I don't want to hear how you're innocent and how it's all a witch hunt. Because our listeners know that, Roger. When you go on Fox News, do it. But just do not. And he just would not listen to me. And I get it. He was falsely accused. They're trying to put him in jail. They didn't end up indicting him. But our listeners know he's not a Russian agent and it's a bunch of BS. But now, it is as big as Epstein. I mean, people are so pissed. They know Roger did nothing. They know there's no Russia proof. Lying to Congress when he didn't even do it. People want a repudiation of Russiagate. We've been raped with this BS for 4 years. Long before Trump got elected, we are so sick of it, and we want to see him pardoned as a repudiation of the BS and the deep state saying, how dare you, you can't do this, you better stand down or you'll get in trouble. They want to see the rightful exercise of power by the executive branch and a vindication of the president in this and to stop being cowed, to stop being buffaloed, to stop being dominated by this. But aside from that, as it comes out, the jurors were a bunch of Democrat operatives. And as it comes out, the judge is so corrupt. And as it comes out, they had a federal informant trying to set Stone up, and he didn't even take the bait. Roger exposed this 2 years ago on the show. And they still use that guy to get Roger indicted, even though they admit he didn't do anything. This is dangerous to everybody. And everybody sees through it. People don't march up to me on the street anymore and say, F you, Russian agent. In fact, Democrats keep their fat, ugly mouth shut now, and that's good. I mean, they can have their speech all day long, but they don't feel so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed anymore. They also know when they get in my face, I don't back down. And it's not like I'm a tough guy. It's just a default. If I'm going to start screaming in my face, I'm going to get right back and scream in yours. Which is, I mean, it's like five cups of coffee when one of these turds gets in my face. I'll be sitting there half awake in some restaurant. Some jerk comes over and calls me a Russian agent and knocks my glass of tea over and says they're going to beat my ass. I get up and just go, well, just take a swing. I've been wanting to break somebody's neck for a while. Just get ready to die. Because, see, you're in a man's world now where your fat mouths put these checks out. You're going to have to cash them. You understand how that works? I'm so sick of you cowards. But, oh, as soon as it's a real world, oh, wait, leave me alone. Wait, you were just going to beat my ass. You're a big guy. You just came over here. Beat my ass. Show me. Show me what it's like, please. But see, for the left, it's all about dress up. It's all about theater. It's not the real world. They just want to come threaten to beat your ass and then stand around in front of their buddies. They don't actually want to start swinging fists. But see, I do. I want to politically swing fists. I want to restore the republic. I want to get these pedophiles off the backs of our children. I want victory, and I want it now, and so do a lot of other people. But see, somebody who knows how to fight, or somebody who's a man, they're not going to start a fight with me because they already have it. They don't need to go out and prove it. And that's our problem, is as men, we have to stop putting up with these globalist turd baskets and stop kissing their asses and stop letting them intimidate us and stop. It's not even intimidation. Like, well, I don't want to make a scene. I better just, you know, just kind of bow down to them and they'll go away. No, they're not going away. And they're going around and messing with people that are more easily intimidated. So it's our job as men to get back in their face aggressively. I'm not looking for trouble, but if you're looking for trouble, you know the old saying, you came to the right place. And so people ask, why freak out when they get in my face? Because these are bullies, man. These are the enemy. And I want them to remember that it's their night that's ruined, not mine. I'll take the steak off their table when they get in my face. Come over to my table, talk crap. I get up and walk over to their wife and them. I go, hey, how's your steak? I'm going to eat your steak. And see, because that's what it's about. You came to ruin my night. I'm going to eat your steak. Because they need to know that I'm not going to bow down to their BS and you're not going to bow down anymore because we're not slaves. That's all I'm saying. Don't tread on me. That's the country's first symbol was a snake. We're not looking for trouble, but if you want to start a fight, you came to the right area. Let's go ahead and take a call here. We got all these Roger Stone calls I'll get to once our guest is here with us next segment from Jason and James. And they all want to talk about Roger Stone, so we're going to get to that. Let's go ahead and talk to Matthew in Texas. Matthew, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm fired up, brother. What do you? I mean, can you see the big awakening? Trump starting to push back. I want to see a lot more of this, but this is getting me really excited.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited as well. It's been a long time coming. It seems like 3+ years, 4 years, maybe 5 years going on that all these events have been happening as far as Hillary, as far as all the corruption goes, and the whole swamp creature is attacking the president and attempting to impede him in every way, shape, and form. But what I caught about was the today Mayor Ron Nuremberg from San Antonio came out and he's been he talked about the coronavirus, about the evacuees from the Hubei region. And today we had our first confirmed case, according to Mayor Ron Nuremberg and the CDC. So it's you know, it's sobering. It's really sobering to think that something like that can be in your backyard and definitely in my backyard. I live maybe 5 minutes away from Lackland Air Force Base, between Lackland Air Force Base and what used to be Kelly Air Force Base. And I just don't understand why they would even bring any sort of individuals who may be under that, infected with that, have any sickness from anywhere overseas back onto the mainland. Like, I'm sure they have bases and decommission buildings, things like that.
Well, they do. Islands. That's a good point. Well, the problem is, though, we have those in third-party countries. They don't want it either. But, I mean, I hear you. A lot of people don't want to believe this virus is deadly. I hope that's the case. But we know it's man-made, and we know that the Pentagon is really concerned about it. I think for good reason. We know it's mutating, too. So
like I said, it's a sobering thing to think that that it is right here in our backyard. And like I said, right in Lackland, it's just it's insane that they didn't use somewhere else. Somewhere, like, I'm even sure an island, I don't want to say like Puerto Rico or something like that, but something that's involved with the United States at least, that they could have reached before they hit the mainland, if they're already going to travel that far. But I know since like maybe November here too, I've been seeing a lot of drones flying over at night. There have been a lot of different flights, but I think that might just be because of the whole Boeing 737 MAX thing or whatever.
There's a lot of craziness, brother. Give us the intel. Keep watching, and thank you. More calls straight ahead. Norm Pattison Studio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we've had a lot of callers holding over from the last hour wanting to talk about Roger Stone and talk to Norm Pattis, a very successful First Amendment and, of course, criminal lawyer. Very well known. You see him all over national television. We should go ahead and make this announcement. You've been talking about this for a few days with me. We pulled the trigger earlier. We are going to intervene in the Roger Stone case, and we're also going to be working with Mike Cernovich on this, but I'm going to finance it to go in and show in the court records, which are very expensive to get all the particular records, with these jurors bragging that they're Democrats, this other juror whose husband was a top lawyer on the Mueller probe. I mean, conflicts of interest that are incredible. Remember, they called a few months ago for my arrest in the Washington Post. Even though the Supreme Court's ruled, it's totally normal to put out who jurors are for the intent of, you know, finding out they have a conflict. I wasn't trying to intimidate anybody. But it seems like this whole house of cards, Norm Pattis, is starting to collapse for them.
Well, it does, and I just wanted to correct the record. When you say intervene, that's a term with legal significance. We're not a party, but my office is right now attempting to locate and obtain a copy of the trial transcripts. What prompted my interest was a story that Mike Cernovich broke this morning, that apparently one of the jurors had not just animosity toward Trump, but had run for Congress as a Democrat and has been sitting silently all this time and now couldn't hold her tongue any longer and was expressing outrage over the fact that these four prosecutors quit the other day.
So she has venom. She said, I want him in prison.
My view is that that sort of venom should have been detected in a normal voir dire or jury selection process. And if this stealth juror was permitted to slip through in spite of that bias, or she didn't disclose the bias, there's actual juror misconduct, and that sort of misconduct would necessarily result in a mistrial and a new trial for Mr. Stone.
What about the separate issue, Norm, of the president can pardon someone if they want? So if the president says, oh, I saw the Justice Department said that this sentence, the recommendation is too long, that's his right to say that. But plus, he could pardon him. So the idea that he can't pardon him is crazy.
He has the pardon power. He has the ability to commute as well. He could let the conviction stand and decide any sentence is too long. I think his role in events this week has been overstated. I think what we have here is a routine administrative failure. And you see it in the New York Times this morning. Among the four prosecutors who resigned, one of the young men was a member of the Public Integrity Unit. It is routine business in the Justice Department, in prosecutions such as Mr. Stone's, to have sentencing recommendations and charging decisions run up the chain of command to Washington, D.C. This is not unusual. The fact that the president saw this in the paper apparently surprised him and surprised some senior people in the Justice Department. They were within their rights to recall and withdraw the sentencing memo. It's not unusual.
We're now learning that these prosecutors told the Justice Department that it was going to be a lighter recommendation, that they lied reportedly in writing, and then now recommended a bigger one. These people are out of control.
I don't know anything about that. That's news to me. I mean, the sentencing guidelines themselves are little understood. Reading the papers, you would think that somehow the government has been speaking with two voices in ways that matter. It doesn't. The sentencing guidelines are a complicated cookbook that are designed to help people or to help a judge decide what an appropriate sentence is. The federal sentencing guideline regime was created in the 1980s. It was created to promote uniformity among the 94 federal district courts. Every offense has what's called a base offense level, whether it's 7 or 9 points. I mean, you add offense characteristic points to that to come up with some aggregate number for the offense. In this case, it was 29. If you put that number 29 on a table and then you move over on the criminal history, Mr. Stone had none, so he was a one, that yields a sentencing range. That's where the 7 to 9 month sentencing recommendation occurred. In the Justice Department's sentencing memo, it added points to the base offense level that arguably it shouldn't have added. For example, there was 8 points added for physically threatening a witness. I'm not sure making a comment about a dog or some of the off-color comments that Stone made to Federico constitute a physical threat. And so I think the Justice Department withdrawing or walking back that 8 points was actually speaking sense. And I don't think you needed President Trump to do that.
As Trump and sentencing reform and judicial reform and prison reform, but separate from that, the public's mad about this Roger Stone thing. They really get that this is the end of this whole fake Russiagate fiasco, and no one is buying that he should serve 7 to 9 years in prison when the average armed robber serves less than 4.
I don't know about that, but I do know you say no one, but I looked at the New York Times editorial this morning, and I was stunned by what I read. I mean, they've out and out made misrepresentations of fact. The editorial reads, and I quote, Mr. Stone also threatened the federal judge presiding over his case, which his lawyers chalked up to anxiety for which he was undergoing therapy. At one point on a social media account, a photograph of the judge appeared near a targeting symbol.
But it wasn't even that. It was like bullet points.
No, I know. But that's not a threat under any conceivable stretch of the law. And for the New York Times, you know, the old gray lady to come out and print and accuse threatening on this record is outrageous.
Well, it shows, though, that they'll do anything now.
Well, and let it go. They go on. They said the government has sought a prison sentence of 7 to 9 years, which was within the sentencing guidelines range. I don't know who the ignoramus was who wrote that editorial, but here's a memo to the New York Times. Get a lawyer to read your material. Sentencing recommendations are simply arguments. The government or some lawyers within the government could have argued that they thought he should go to prison for 7 to 9 years.
They know that. They're a fraud. They lied about WMDs in Iraq. This is the New York Times, the standard of deception.
You know, I like the paper. I read it every day. But here's another whopper from their editorial. Mr. Trump openly interfered in the trial and sentencing of one of his oldest and staunchest allies. Where did Mr. Trump interfere in the trial? The trial is a separate stage from sentencing.
Oh, yeah. Well, when Trump would talk about the impeachment and defend himself, they said that was interfering with the impeachment. So since when does a defendant having a voice be interference?
What they go on. Well, the Times didn't address this because I think the Times still has some loyalty to the First Amendment. But consider what happened to Mr. Stone after he was convicted. You apparently were brought into the trial record, and the claim was that Mr. Stone violated a gag order potentially by him or someone else ostensibly reaching out to you. Why Mr. Stone wasn't in the District Court of Appeals the next day to challenge that gag order is one of the law's great mysteries in my mind right now.
Oh, no, his lawyers have let him to the
I have never seen a gag order.
I'm going to say, never. Because Roger can't talk. I just talked to people close to Roger Stone, and they know that those lawyers led him to the slaughter. But the good news is the president is about to exercise his veto pen over judicial tyranny and is going to pardon Stone.
He has that right, and if he does, I'm sure people will claim that that's an obstruction of justice, but it's a right that every president uses. President Trump has the power as the executive to commute or exonerate if he chooses.
We keep asking Norm Pattis, a famous lawyer here with me, what the next scandal will be. Pelosi says it's the pardon of Stone. So that's their next big scandal? Good. That goes right back to Russiagate, right back to the fraud they push. Good. Let's just go right back in there because this will repudiate them. I promise when we come back, we're going right to your phone calls. Right to your phone calls. We're going to go to Daniel. We're going to go to James. We're going to go to John, Bobby, Bill, Greg, Steve, and so many others. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Band.video. Remember, when you spread that by word of mouth or via email or text message while you still can, they're now censoring that. It's an act of resistance. Band.video. All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the Nano Silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral, antibacterial, and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the Nano Silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the Nano Silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back with one of your phone calls. Constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You were saying during the break, the jurors, not just one, but multiple ones being Democrat Party operatives running for major office, and they want to destroy Roger Stone. Turns out in social media before and after, now that we know who their names are, this one woman that worked in Homeland Security, and then her husband was a lawyer on the Mueller probe, high level, and the judge had said, oh, it's okay, you can stay on, but then we made an issue out of it, and so she was let go. She was cut from the jury. And they said, arrest me in the Washington Post. But then, as you pointed out, that's right there in the Constitution, Supreme Court rulings. we were doing our job. But as you were pointing out, with all this coming out, the fact they used a federal informant that they didn't tell the court was an informant to put out this info on Stone, that really you're saying sentencing should be postponed so that perhaps the whole trial gets overturned, or what's the process?
Under the Sixth Amendment, you're entitled to a jury of your peers, and that's a fair and impartial jury. Historically, what that's meant is that these are jurors who have not formed views of the case so significant that they're likely to affect how they evaluate the evidence. In some courts, that means people don't know anything about the parties or the participants. That's rare in a high-profile case. Typically, they just have to be impartial. They have to set aside whatever they've heard and commit to being able to try the case based on the evidence in the courtroom. However, the participants are entitled to an honest answer with respect to sources of bias that jurors may have. Now, Mike Cernovich is reporting that one of the jurors had run for Congress as a Democrat prior to the trial. It's unclear to me as I sit here today whether that was disclosed to the lawyers in the case. This juror has now come forward and written about her outrage over the resignation of the four trial prosecutors this week, suggesting that, in fact, she had very strong views at the time of trial. If questions were asked about this and she didn't answer truthfully, or she didn't answer honestly, or she answered in a deceptive fashion, Mr. Stone's right to a fair and impartial jury under the Sixth Juror, rather, under the Sixth Amendment may have been abridged, and that would be a sufficient reason to set the verdict aside and for him to be tried again.
Well, I mean, that's here, but what do you call this hysteria where the left just abandons any pretense of jurisprudence, of chivalry, of fairness in the name of getting Trump? And it's not worked for them, so what are they going to do next? Even more corrupt?
I have no idea what happens next. With respect to Roger Stone, I view it as the tea kettle effect. This enormous head of steam was generated in 2016, and we got the Never Trump people, and they began to investigate him from day one. Their dreams came true with the impeachment. It failed on partisan grounds, but the anger and the act hunger and the desire for vengeance remained. I think the sentencing memorandum as to Roger Stone was a last gasp. To take a shot at the president, and it failed and backfired. So I have no idea what happens. None, but I'll stay tuned and I'll be watching.
Well, definitely. They've even called Roger a consolation prize. Yeah. Oh, we didn't get Trump. Let's get people like, doesn't the media get like, people don't like vindictiveness? They don't like the courts being used for this? It's like, what'd he do? It pisses people off. That's what I'm saying. Why is the left so tone deaf now?
There is a partisan divide in this country that I don't understand. Some people love Trump. Some people hate him. I live on one of the coasts. I live in the East Coast in the New Haven area. Trump is not a popular figure out there. People are rooting against him. But yet when I visit Middle America, I hear suspicion of the place where I live and great admiration for Trump. That divide is going to drive this country in two unless it's addressed. And I wish the media played a leadership role and took a critical view at these issues. The Times editorial this morning shocked me for the amount of things that got wrong. Normally, when I'm reading the press, I'm like everybody else. I don't know quite what to believe. I wasn't there. I don't know.
But you're a lawyer that's followed it closely.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about the criminal justice system, and I know when I've been sold a bill of goods. Donald Trump may not be your cup of tea, but to use the Roger Stone drama this week, which is a routine administrative failure, as an example of, quote, Mr. Trump's rule of lawlessness, and quote, cost you credibility in my mind. If I say shame on the New York Times, they got this one wrong.
Let's go to some phone calls here. Thanks for holding, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Indiana. James, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I got a statement, and I have a legal question. With the Roger Stone miscarriage of justice, the federal government has committed crimes all over America, from theft, homicide, trying to overthrow the government, to lying to Congress, they turn a blind eye. You have 60 agents taking bribes and committing crimes, the DOJ crimes from everywhere, from lying, drugs, theft, hiding and destroying evidence. There will never be full criminal justice reform until the DOJ is restructured to help and not destroy everyone with trickery and lies. There is no due process because everybody is convicted. If this was the time of Lincoln, all these crooks would have been headed to the gallows.
Well, you're right. I think the federal conviction rate's like 90-something percent, and people just see this as emblematic of all the other corruption and the things they've seen people get away with, and now Roger Stone lying to Congress without even having evidence?
not. I mean, what was the question? I'm not sure that I'm as cynical as you about the government yet. I still go to court every day and expect justice and expect the courts to apply the rules, and more often than not, they do. There are conspicuous failures, and it looks to me like the Stone case may be one of them.
Yeah, the decision's been made. If you're going after Trump, break the rules.
Again, I'm going to just comment on a case-by-case basis. I hadn't paid close enough attention to the Roger Stone case, apparently. My office is, as we speak, obtaining the trial transcripts. We're also getting the transcripts of the voir dire, that is, the jury selection process, and any questionnaires jurors filled out. Based on the misinformation I'm seeing in the press this week, I want answers about that case. I've not yet come to the point where I've concluded that my government is my enemy. I simply don't trust it, and I want answers to these questions.
Well, the caller's saying there's corrupt cabals operating with impunity, right, and hopefully what they tried on Trump backfires and now routs the whole group of them. James, what was your legal question?
Sure. My legal question is, because it was a hoax and a fraud, Russia, does the fruit of the poisonous tree make this where everybody needs to be released, from Stone to even Trump's worthless lawyer?
But absolutely. Sorry, Norm, you're the lawyer, but if something is based on a fraud from the beginning, doesn't it all get thrown out the window?
Not necessarily. The fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine is a Fourth Amendment concept, and it says that if evidence is seized unlawfully, that is, without a warrant, they enter to your home and there's no justification for the entry, they can't use that fruit of the poisonous tree, of the illegal search, in the case against you. You know, with respect to a broader consensus about truth and legitimacy, those aren't really legal concepts. Those are political questions. And James, your comments suggest that to me that the crisis is far deeper than one going on in legal institutions. It's a very crisis of legitimacy, whether the government actually represents
social contract
people.
Being broken.
Yeah, no, that's really a political question, not a legal question.
All right, James, thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Bobby in Colorado. Bobby, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to David Knight's show yesterday, and you had mentioned that you had thought that, from what you had seen of the Roger Stone trial, that you thought he did lie to Congress. So I was hoping you could elaborate on that.
I hadn't paid a lot of attention, Bobby. I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm a busy lawyer. I've got clients. I go to court every day, so I'm reading the newspaper, and maybe I'm reading a poisoned press. But it seemed to me that he had said at one point that he'd made statements that were inconsistent with one another. At one point, he said he had contacts with Assange, and at other points, he said he didn't make attempts to get information. Both can't be true. If he said both to Congress, then he lied. The question would then be, did he have the intent to lie, or was he BSing, or was he or did they misconstrue his
comments?
Well,
he says, I'm trying to talk to WikiLeaks. That means he's trying to talk to him. Doesn't mean he talked to him.
And I think there was some claims that he said at one point, or at least led people to believe he did. And this is the reason, Alex, that we're ordering the trial transcript today. I will admit to you and to your viewers, I didn't pay attention to the trial. And here I am talking about it. That makes me be as bad as the New York Times, I suppose. But I want answers, and I'm going to read that trial transcript. And when I do, I'll come back and tell you what I think.
Well, regardless, the thing's politically motivated, so it's all a fraud to begin with.
You know, I can't go that far. I'm still an officer of the court. When I represent a client in a courtroom, I believe that I can obtain something like justice for them. If I didn't believe that, I'd quit practicing law.
All right. Anything else, Bobby?
Yeah, I live here in Colorado, and we got Governor Polis in. You know, we all voted to shut down Proposition 112, and then they brought in Senate Bill 181. And, you know, they're just taking over. They brought in the red flag laws. They put a ban on our energy rights. I mean, this is the Democrats have, you know, across the board, across the nation, they have the same, the same system they're putting in play everywhere.
And that's right. It's a plan for tyranny. It's a global government. We've got to resist it. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here, another guest popping in next hour with a team with calls as well. But look at this. Cambridge academic says human race must become extinct to save the planet. That's that whole extinction rebellion. And guess what? She's got Medusa on her arm and devil tattoos and is into nihilism and destruction. Well, hey, here's the deal, honey. You just get yourself a big old tank of vodka and some barbiturates and kill yourself. Because you're into death, you're into destruction, you've given up on humanity. I don't want you to kill yourself. I'm just simply telling you, you got that broadcast, go take care of it. Get in the bathtub, slit those wrists, go see Jesus. And I don't mean that to be mean here, but, you know, they're pushing abortion. They're saying humans suck. Let's get rid of humanity. And, of course, she's a vampire. She wants us to decide to give up our life force so this clown can feed on us. So, again, lady, lead by example. I'll give her some respect if she jumps off a building today or slits her wrist. And, again, I'm not saying she should do that. She just says we should all die. Well, her first, Norm.
Wow. I mean, I don't know how to make of that. What's her loyalty to the planet that she somehow sacrifices her loyalty to the human race? Certainly, we have challenges to survive, and she appears to be one of them. I mean, taking one look at her, I can see why the human race might go extinct.
Well, yeah, no wonder. I mean, I don't want to have any babies with her.
Yeah, no,
but she's obviously a death worshiper. She's a death cult person. And this is who our academics are. This is who the system wants us to hear from. So I'm just telling her. I hope she doesn't commit suicide. But, lady, you go first.
I just had someone close to me commit suicide, so I don't wish that on anyone. But I'm in this business that somehow we need to become extinct to save the planet is asinine.
Well, it looks like she watched too many Maleficent cartoons or something, or Little Mermaid witch gets up. I mean, because
I think when she was, you know, who do you want to be when you grew up? I think her she was looking for Cruella De Vil. That was who she wanted to be, and that's what Cruella De Vil would be like if she were a PhD academic. If I sent my kid off to college and he sent me home a report that this is what he taught, I think I'd ask for my tuition money back.
I was about to say, she's got a pentagram on her hip. Oh, you knew that.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. Just another devil worshiper. Again, I just want her to go first. She ought to pour gasoline all over herself.
And go easy, Alex. Great. We all need. We're all in need of grace.
I mean,
and she needs
she
it
wants
more.
To get, I mean,
you know, go easy.
She wants us all to die. I'm just saying, let's go. You know that song from Elvis?
Yeah, I
agree. Let's go.
My heart.
Let yourself go.
My heart goes out to her.
Come on, honey. You ain't got no place to go. Just put your arms around me real tight.
There are many forms of death.
What?
Don't die. Let's talk about Trump or politics.
Let's talk about her putting gasoline all over her body like that. Norm, I'm misbehaving you here. I hope she lives a long life. I hope she doesn't do that. It's dangerous. We don't want to harm a little hair on her little witch head.
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Some have fallen farther than others. She's taken a precipitous decline.
Yeah, well, she's up there flapping around like a vampire bat telling us to kill ourselves. I'm just simply saying I just say kill yourself.
Well, that's given her what she wants. I think that the power of love and the power of grace is overwhelming. It certainly has transformed my life, and I hope it would hers.
Gasoline would, too, as well. Norm, I'm having a little bit of fun today.
You got me, and you know it takes a lot to make me speechless. You have that gift.
You've been here a few times where I've gone a little crazy on air.
You've rendered me speechless more than once.
And you got Roger Stone lovingly looking over your shoulder.
Oh, Roger. I think his sentencing will be postponed next week. Enough questions have arisen about a tainted jury. And then the shenanigans with the prosecutors. I think his jury select or his sentencing rather should be postponed while the dust settles.
That's the jurisprudence angle, and I agree with you from your perspective. But Trump is about to pardon him and piss in the face of the establishment. So we need that.
If Trump, you know, I mean, again, I'm a lawyer, so I'm always looking at what people can do within the rule of law. He has that right.
No, I think Judge Jackson will probably do it just to change the subject.
We'll do what? Sentence him?
No, postpone it.
Well, I mean, she should. I mean, the climate, he's entitled to fair and impartial proceedings. And right now there's a climate of hysteria that's descended across Washington as to him. And I don't think he can get a fair and impartial proceeding right now. There are too many questions about what's gone on and why. But let's wait. What's the rush to justice? There need be no rush.
You know, when somebody says we should kill humanity, I do have a problem with them.
I do, too. And, you know, I'd like to know more about her. I've heard about these people before. And these sort of death cults, I simply don't understand it. I just don't wish death on anyone. I mean, it comes to all of us, and too soon, no one gets out of here alive. The fact that she's trying to rush the process and wishing it on me, obviously I'm not feeling the love to her.
She's like a baby vampire bat.
Well, you know, I mean, people make comments about me and my hair, so I'm not going to comment on her.
Well, you don't
she's
look
not
like,
my type.
At least Elvira looked good with that haircut. That
she's not my type, you know.
She's not your type?
I'll say that.
Well, she's gotten her 15 minutes of fame. But remember, she's preying on people at that college with all her Medusa wear and all the rest of this. And I'm just saying she's par for the course with, like, little Greta Thunberg. It's like,
I think what's happened,
little demonic chicken runs around. But,
you know, I think what's happened in the last couple of centuries is that we've had a crisis in our ideals. We've taken
we got a bunch of death-loving slugs running around running things.
We've taken pluralism perhaps a little too seriously, and we're afraid to call BS BS, and I think what she's spouting is BS, and you're right to call her on it.
I mean, she's like one of Count Dracula's brides or something. I mean, don't tell me if he didn't bring her a baby, she wouldn't just bite right in. I mean, all I'm just saying is these people should be rejected completely.
She has no business teaching at a public college in my
No, she doesn't. She looks, she should be in a mental institution.
In a society in which we are unable to distinguish better from worse, any nonsense will do. And so this is now being taught in a public university. That is the pluralism taken to an extreme. Not all ideas are worthwhile. There is such a thing as human excellence. The commitment of the human race should be to human flourishing. Calling for our extinction is inconsistent with that. She's got a problem with me. And with
the quote, Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die. Let's go ahead and take a caller here. Who's been holding the longest for Norm Pattis? That would be... that's kind of a fun noise. That's inside her head. Let's tune into what's going on in her head.
Sounds like a soundtrack from The Exorcist, you know?
Sorry. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First hey, time caller, long time listener.
Sorry.
Sir, 7.5 years in a prison, federal prison, and locked up with people who was incarcerated by Mary Jo White. So this 96-97% conviction rate is true.
Yeah, no, it certainly is, yeah. Welcome back to the world.
Great question for you.
Yes,
Before I get started, I just want to let you know, listen, your top three products. The Vaso Beats, I had a 4-pack in my ass. Now I got a 6-pack. The iodine, I think the X2 and X3. I know why they put the fluoride in the water, because your pituitary gland or your third eye connects you to the infinite creator.
Exactly.
When they do that, it's calcified. Then they suck you in on the phone. And people think they're getting smarter from the phone. Their phone's sucking your information. My first product has to be the coffee and the water. I give people that water and coffee, and they can't believe. As I said, I was at the closing statement for the Roger Stone trial, and you were asking, you didn't hear the transcript?
No, I didn't.
He would shift to the act, and he said, do you have any contact emails with this third party? He's like, I'm here for the Russian investigation. I had no contact dealing with Russia. They asked the same question again, and he said it again. He asked the same question again, and Rhodey said, finally, Stone said, I didn't have any contact, and then he moved on. And then what they did was, you see, from a whole year, he had over 4,000 contacts with him. So they spun it that way. For the jury tampering, he said, F. Mueller, take the fifth. And they're like, you see, that's jury tampering. That's not jury tampering. And then he was also the president was talking about, it was on the phone. They knew it was Roger Stone. He said, well done, hung up the phone. And they said, you see, he's talking to, I mean, he could have had, talking about a steak or a hamburger.
Oh, yeah, they make it all about proving Russiagate through Roger, even though the indictment had nothing to do with Russia.
Well, one thing that appellate lawyers will look at in the Stone case is whether the evidence was sufficient to support the verdict. The sufficiency of the evidence test goes something like this. If in the record as a whole there's evidence that any reasonable juror could believe that is consistent with guilt, then he loses. If it's as you say it is, that this was not even a close call, that verdict will be set aside. Unfortunately, it looks like he's going to have to take that appeal.
But President Trump's going to...
Yeah, but when he does, that ends the discussion right there. He has an absolute...
Yes, I am relentless.
He has an
Hold on. Right we'll be right back. Stay there. Don't hang up, Stephen. You had more you wanted to say. And then we're going to continue broadcasting forward with another special guest that I've yet not announced.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi.
Verify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.